GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
I know this is going to sound like Monday morning quarterbacking, but and we wish we could have done it. We received, and you'll understand why in a moment, we received word that there was going to be some movement in the story of Capitol Police Chief Russell Govan last Wednesday, last Thursday. But we were told we had to hold off. We would be able to hear about it when everyone else heard about it. We could position ourselves for it. And the reason why is because Brett Baber of Lanham Blackwell and Baber, our partner in Legal Briefs, is the representative of Capitol Police Chief Russell Govan. And we'll be talking with Brett tomorrow when I pray. He's traveling. He's out of state. He's going to be back tomorrow. And we'll get a chance for some Q&A with him tomorrow about this time for some additional insight into the decision by Russell Govan to retire, step down, effective last Friday. And that leaves us to talk a bit about what message does this send to law enforcement in Maine?
Well, it sends, I think, the message even broader than law enforcement, that public officials in Maine. He was on leave for 3 months. There was an investigation into, quote, and put this in air quotes, yep, controversial comments and posts that he made on social media. That's the key here. Not on the job, on social media. He did retire, reaching an agreement with the state. He retires in good standing from the position. There's nothing on his record. He'd formerly been in, I think, the Portland Police Department for years. He gets a reasonable amount of money in severance pay. And
$87,348 right, and change.
And he's out.
And plus he still gets his pension.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I find it interesting because it dovetails with something else that's going on. I mentioned this the other day. Because the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case on First Amendment rights of students. Now, the two are only related in this regard. Mm-hmm. They're going to decide whether young people are free in social media era to post vulgar, cruel, other kinds of comments about teachers, coaches, classmates, or school. Because one girl was kicked out of school. And she's taking that case. It's going to hit the Supreme Court. It has hit the Supreme Court. So it's going to be a question of what can you do on social media that doesn't come back to haunt you?
Okay. Russell Govan, and for a couple of clarifying points here, Russell Govan posted items on his personal social media page. He didn't post anything on the professional. I don't even know if the Capitol Police in Augusta have a professional page. Russell Govan posted items, shared items, I should say, as well, on his personal page. And here comes the argument. Some found his comments to be offensive. Others did not find them to be offensive. When he offered and I'm going to use the GHRT air quotes here. No, I'm saying nothing about him. When he offered an apology, his statement was that his comments were inconsistent with his job. Okay. Posting on your personal page, asking the one, and this is the one, there was one post that he made where he was asking questions about, I don't know if it was the election or masking or Black Lives Matters. Those were the big three points that then, so coverage of this case said that he said this. It's not that he made a statement, at least in the one post that I've seen carried, I think with GME carried that reposted it. It's not that he actually made a statement. He asked questions about it, about who can you believe? And if asking a question is interpreted as making a statement and being offensive, what kind of a message does that send to anyone that would post anything on social media?
Well, it is a minefield. I didn't read his posts directly, so I can't comment on them. I read press reports of what they said.
Exactly.
He according to what I'm reading, and it's a legitimate report, I think the Lewiston paper, he mocked the use of face masks to spread the use of COVID-19, shared a post that suggested masking is part of a plot to control the public, and he had zero confidence in the election in which President Biden defeated Trump, and called it a psychological operation of epic proportions. Now, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, the questions that arose, well, did he do it on company time? Did he do it on a government computer? Or did he do it in his own home? That was his own opinion. And how do you separate your job? In his announcement, when he apologized, he made mention, he didn't have any intention of bringing police work into it.
My friend writes to me, that's exactly why I got rid of social media. It's a dangerous playground.
It is.
1-800-966-1039. Right. What message does this send to, I ask particularly law enforcement, because there's a lot of focus on law enforcement in our state now. What does this say of law enforcement? You're not allowed, or you should not. There's a difference there. You're not allowed to post anything on your personal social media pages. And again, social media is just an amplifier. Is there something then that you shouldn't be able to say just sitting around the water cooler in the office? Because it's the same thing. It's just it's amplified when you type it out in 144 characters and press tweet. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We're talking of the resignation of Russell Govin, Capitol Police Chief. What are you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is, you know, we're all held accountable as far as, you know, slandering someone or saying lies about people. But beyond that, we have a First Amendment to be able to say whatever we want. I think that it's wrong that society is pushing towards trying to cancel anybody because they say something that is offensive to them. That's not how it should be. This is supposed to be a free society, not a socialist controlled system.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What do you make of the resignation of Capitol Police Chief Russell Govin?
Honestly, I mean, it's, oh my word, like, okay, so what he's thinking and what he's saying and what everybody else thinks, I mean, it drives me nuts that, like, I mean, this guy's got the personal opinion and then he's got his professional opinion and he puts it out there as such, and people are dragging him through the coals because he's right. I don't know, he's right. He's right. The guy's right.
It's not that they're dragging him through the coals. Well, the mud versus the coals. I've heard dragging you through the mud, but dragging you through the coals, you know what? You rake them over the coals, you drag them through the mud.
Well,
interesting text in a moment.
Yeah, well, you and I have been involved in this for a long time. Is your position different when you're a public employee? That's why I brought up the Supreme Court case for the kids. The Supreme Court, the issue is whether or not, in this case, off-campus speech is beyond the control of the schools. And this is considered a landmark case. Can you punish a student for something they say off on their own computer because they're a student at the school? Can a police chief be, in this case, he wasn't punished, not in quotes, he retired. But do you separate your job when you go on social media?
I can't remember the number of, and they were all Democrats. I can't, and perhaps an unenrolled or two. I can't remember the number of elected political leaders in Augusta that signed the letter that said that, paraphrasing, we don't feel confident having him head of the security. Republicans signed on and said, we felt pretty secure for lo these many, many years that he's been in charge. And just because he expressed an opinion on social media doesn't make us feel any less secure. This person texts to us, I worked for Chief Govin for a few years, and I can tell you that he's an exceptionally devoted chief and honorable public servant. He never pushed his personal ideas or feelings upon others. and always held his staff to a high standard, including following all state CDC guidelines. His only crime was being an analytical thinker. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What do you make of the resignation of Capitol Police Chief, or the retirement of Capitol Police Chief Russell Govin?
Yeah, I thought as Americans, we had the right to offend people, and then people had the right to walk away if they don't like it. I thought that was part of being American.
This person texts us, George, to write, "The police chief was smart to retire. He kept his pension. I'm guessing there will be an obnoxious outcry from the left that he walked away with benefits. If so, I haven't heard it yet." I don't know if I've...
Well, from what, and we'd have to talk to Brett Baber about this because he negotiated, but from what I understand, it was a mutual agreement between the two parties. He went on paid administrative leave in January, and eventually he made an agreement that made no mention of the alleged conduct, except to say that his social media use was reviewed by the Bureau of Human Resources, and the review is confidential. That's the only part that will go into his record. So he can go and become a police chief or police officer at any other police department in Maine that wants to hire him.
This person writes to us, "I don't think he should have caved to the pressure." Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What do you make of the decision from Capitol Police Chief Russell Govin?
I agree with the text message that he shouldn't have caved. I think he should fight for his First Amendment rights. And I mean, didn't Kamala Harris and AOC make blanket statements about systemic racism and white supremacy, which are all lies, but they made them? Should they be forced to step down? Thanks.
Another text to us in a moment that talks of what evidence or what you might conclude by the fact that the state was willing to settle. Caller, hello. Our question to you is, what do you make of embattled Capitol Police Chief Russell Govin's decision to step away?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I wish he stayed on board and fought tooth and nail right to the end against this cancel culture. You know, there's nothing wrong with him thinking that the election was rigged, because the election was rigged and masks don't work. There's no scientific proof of it anywhere.
This person writes to us in a final thought. Since the state was willing to settle for a favorable sum, I might add, it does signify that they were unable to find any clear violation of state policies. It is sad, however, to see a man's career end this way.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.